Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I am so excited and delighted to be here on this evening. I just want to just say God bless you all on tonight, the ones that's on our radio broadcast, the ones that's in our studio. We just thank and praise God for you on tonight. I'm going to call our Bible class, our study in the Word, to order. We're going to do our devotion, and we're going to get started. I'm going to have a song here in just a minute, and a scripture and a prayer. God is so good, His mercy endures forever. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity on tonight to do exactly what He asked me to do. So we're going to get ready to go right into our devotion. Amen. Hallelujah. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked unto him and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. For the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. I just read from you Psalms 34 from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this evening humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you now to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we committed against you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, if we've offended anyone, Lord, if we've hurt anyone, if we've caused anyone to stumble, Lord, I ask you to forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything in there, Lord, that should not be, Lord, remove it. Remove it, Lord. Send the fire of God down to burn it out in the name of Jesus. We ask you now to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Lord, we come now, we ask you first of all to bind up the strong man on this evening. Bind up the strong man. Hondo, come on. Bind the strong man this evening, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to take over and take control of our Bible class, our study in the Word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you on today, Lord, to be in control, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Shift up in the atmosphere, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to change it right now to your control, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to let me decrease, Father, 100%, that the Holy Ghost may increase 100%, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you today. I thank you, and I'm praying for everyone that's in radio land on today. Thanking you for everyone and praying for everyone on our radio broadcast on today in the name of Jesus. But I just thank God on tonight. I thank him for his word. I thank him that he paid it all. I thank God that he's real. I thank God for being God all by himself. I just thank him today, and I give him glory. I give him glory. Lord, I ask you to bless this Bible class and everyone under the sound of my voice. All these things I ask today in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. Amen, amen. I thank and praise God, like I said, for another opportunity to just study his word, to just be in communication with God. I just thank God. Anything have to do with the kingdom, I just give God praise for allowing me to be in it, to have a hand in it. I thank God because I don't always have to be in front or off front or however they say, but just a hand in it, just a thought about it, you know. I just thank and praise God for it on today. On this evening, we're going to be going on into our study today. You know what? I wanted to wait, but I might forget about this, and I've been meaning to tell you all about it for a couple, 2 or 3 weeks now, but God put it on my heart earlier, and I was asking him to bring it back to my remembrance. On television sometimes, you'll see this advertisement or commercial, and it talks about your ancestors. It talks in your DNA and how they could go back and see and give you your family tree and all this kind of stuff. Well, we were watching the channel on television. It's a channel that, you know, that tells you all kind of stuff. And I don't know which channel it was, but one of the science one of the channels anyway. And they were saying that thing right there, the History Channel, that's what it was. And it's some more of them. It's not only that one, but it's some more. And I want to let everybody know so they won't go and sign up for this thing. Because what they say is what they were saying, and they couldn't say this if it wasn't true. I'm sure they couldn't on the History Channel. They said this is from the Mormon made this up. And what they do is they want to get everybody and know where they come from, and they want to know their history. So whoever that's why it's on television so much. They want to know all about you and your history and all that kind of stuff. It's a fake thing. You know, I believe they go into it and search all that, but they keep all of your information. They'll tell you that you have to agree to that. And a lot of times it's not for the right use, because they trying to keep a record on you and of you. So I wanted to let everybody know that, to try not to do that. If they want to know that, the history of their ancestors, go back to some of your old relatives or somebody like that knows, or go to the library, however you do it. You can find out, I know, but don't go through them, because they were saying that it was fake, but it wasn't fake. They get your information, but they keep it, and they store it in their memory bank. And when you sign the paper that you agree to this, this, and this, you're agreeing to that too. So I wanted to let everybody know that. And this is my first time mentioning it, but if you all remind me again, too, and then I'll mention it again with more people being. Amen. Because I was going to do it a couple of times. I was going to do it. And some kind of way the Lord held me back from doing it. But, you know, when you see that on TV, you want to know your roots. You want to know about you. It's that ancestry DNA thing. But you want to know that, but it's the Mormons is over it. And when they pull your stuff up for you, it's true stuff, but they're going to keep it. They keep it in that file, and that's what you agree to. And we don't want people knowing all about us and all of what we're about. So anyway, we're going to go into our Bible class. And I'm sorry, I just had to tell y'all that, because first of all, I should have been told you, but when I know something, I find a lot of people don't say anything. But if I know something is good for you and I'm trying it out and it's good on me, like I found out about the alkaline water. I just found out about the water. I heard people say it. I've heard some of my relatives say, what they call it? They call it some other kind of water. But I didn't know what it was. And alkaline water is supposed to be good for you and help your organs and stuff. But nobody ever told me. Nobody ever told me, because I would have been drinking it. But nobody ever shared it. So when I find something out that I feel like is going to benefit the ones that I love, and I love each one of y'all, even anybody, I'm going to let you know if it's good, if it's beneficial for your health and to prosper you and to have you in good health. I'm going to surely let you know. Don't think I'm not going to let you know, because I am. Anything I ever find out that's going to help you, I'm going to let you know. So today we're going to be studying from Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. And we're going to be talking about a godless behavior. A godless behavior. Chapter 7, I guess from the 15th verse. Well, you know what? Let me read from the 13th verse down to the 20th. And that's what we're going to cover. Enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in threat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth into life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. ye shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit you shall know them. By their fruit we shall know them. This is what we're going to be discussing tonight. A godless behavior. It's sometimes we all have a godless behavior, and not say godless behavior. Let me say that, but that's what we're talking about, a godless behavior, because some people don't have God in their life. Some people don't have God in their life. Y'all just forgive me. I'm trying to text people. They don't have God in their life. And when you don't have God in your life, you have a godless behavior. You don't do the things that if when you have God, when God is in prison in your life, you don't do those things. You do what you feel that you want to do. And that's a godly behavior, a godless behavior. That's what that is. Let's see. Now, I'm just going to talk a little bit about verses 13 and 14. It's right here. This is a choice between a broad white way with lots of fun and a narrow, dark, uninviting alley. Actually, if you enter into this way, a funnel at the broad end, it keeps narrowing down until you come to death. It goes just like when you're driving in that sign. It gets to one way. It is just one person can drive there, and pretty soon it's just one car can get there. But it says broad is the way, but let me read it here. It says broad, enter ye in the straight gate. It's straight at first, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way. At first it's broad that leadeth to destruction. So when you getting ready to get in trouble, it's all, you can do it just great. Just any kind of way you want to get in trouble, you can get in trouble. It's more room to do it. You can, in every little thing, you can dabble over here and dabble over there and get over here and go here. You can steal, lie, cheat, and all that. Because it's broad. It's large. You can do it. But because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that findeth it. So once you get there and it starts narrowing down, we ought to know. We have to know it's the wrong way. And it leads to your destruction. It's just like if you selling weed or if you doing stuff wrong. I'm just putting it out there because no babies on here. And if you doing anything like that, it only leads to death. If you being disobedient to God, it only leads to death. It only leads to death. So it behooves us to be obedient. It behooves us to be obedient. And the next thing, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. Inwardly, they are raving wolves now. I don't know about nobody else, but I have had my full of them. I've had my experiences with them. I've been hurt so many times by them. Day after day after day, lie after lie after lie. When I tell you, I've had my full of them. And you're supposed to be able to know them by the fruit that they bear. But because a lot of times you don't even be looking at stuff like that. You don't be thinking that when you encounter people, when you befriend people, or you get befriended, that they are a wolf clothing. They come to you so meek and mild, but they end up being something so different. Something so different. When I tell you, I've just had so many, and this is since I've, in the last maybe 4 years, 3 or 4 years, I've been hurt so bad by prophets. And believe me, I'm still being hurt, but God taking the hurt. God is taking the hurt now. It does, because I depend on God for everything. So, you know, he talks to me and he give me a spirit of discernment. He give it to me. And he give me a spirit of discernment. And I thank and praise God for that. And now when they come, I say, Lord, who is this? What do they want? You know, because you have to pray for discernment. You have to pray and ask God for wisdom, divine wisdom and divine knowledge and discernment. You have to do that. Because I'm telling you, when you don't, you encounter so many other things. You encounter so many other things. And you all, just bear with me. My computer shut down, as usual. But it's all right. It's going to come back on. It shut down on its own, so I guess it'll come back on its own. But, so the fruit or the result of mankind's perverted behavior certainly indicates that all kind of godless behavior. Then I'm including homosexuality. It leads to terrible diseases. It leads to human suffering and mature death. This is some of this, what I was talking about. Because we are the temple of God, and when we hurt ourselves and when we are disobedient, when we are disobedient to God, we don't do what the word do. We want to go out here and do. And it tells you right over in Romans this stuff, and then you go and do it. And then know you're sick and know you're doing it and repent and will not stop doing it. So you know, now God will forgive us and he'll keep forgiving us, but he's not going to keep on and you keep doing the same thing. True repentance is to confess, repent, and to turn away from it. And when you do not turn away from it, then that's what happens when you don't turn away from it. that it leads to death. So y'all forgive me. So we supposed to know and can tell by the fruit a believer bear, what we bear, what we do, the results of what we do. Since Satan is the ultimate liar and the father of lies, he has a lot of influence, and he has a, and he, you know, he is the prince of this stuff. He is here. He's over a lot of this stuff here, and we get tied up and tangled up in it. But he has no qualms and no regrets about the influencing and confusing the people of God. You know, he'll do it in a minute. You'll think, because, I mean, I've had some calls in the last 3 or 4 days, and I've had to minister, but it's okay. It's okay. But he is the father of lies. He likes to mislead human beings in such a basic point involving the very existence of humanity. He does not want to destroy humanity, but he wants to just mess us up. He don't want to destroy because he wants us to work for him and be under him. Because, you know, he want to be God. So he'll confuse us about everything. And we have to think. And what he does is he confuses man, like he want another man. It ain't nothing but confusion. It's nothing but a lie. That's all it is. It's a lie. I'm having a lot of trouble, y'all, with my computer. So he is, he confused us like a man want a man. That's not how God made us. That's not how he made us. Mm-mm. He made us man and woman. And so the enemy confuses us and make us feel this way, like we have to have a man, two men want each other. But God said it over in Romans already. Now, we have some people that's in the Lord, supposed to be, that's doing it. Got to go in here. Anyway, we have some people in the Lord that's doing crazy stuff and is trying to live a Christian life and doing all kind of crazy stuff. And God ain't with them. He's not in it. So that's a godless behavior. You know, all this kind of stuff is of the enemy anyway. Like females wanting, having lesbians, wanting lesbian relationships, and even marriages, and wanting children, want to raise children, and, you know, other stuff. And God wanted a man and a woman, and not two women and two men. This is godly, a godless behavior. see mankind turns more and more away from God. And when he does that, he gets increasingly more violent. Now, God said that in the last days, you know, there's going to be lovers of themselves and they was going to turn away from God. There's going to be so many people leaving the faith. But it's people doing that. They're doing it to learn unhealthy behavior at a very young age because something's going to happen to them at a very young age to where they are messed up by it, and they never got delivered from it. When things happen to you when you're a child, you have to get delivered from that stuff, and some people never get delivered from it. But they're not made to do anything against God ever. God's inspired word makes this very plain. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. God always make a way of escape. He always make a way of escape. What's going on, y'all? But yeah, we have to know that. This is very, very good. This is very good because this kind of stuff, it's a godless behavior. You know anybody that love God, anybody, they can sit up and holler and hoop, I'm saved, and have all these churches and sleeping with a man. That's a godless behavior. God didn't ordain that. God won't ordain anything like that. So believe me, it's messed up. It's messed up. And, you know, and I know we're not supposed to, they say you're not supposed to talk about this stuff in public, but let me tell you something. God is about truth nowadays. Nothing but truth. And if we can't speak the truth, then we shouldn't be speaking at all. And this, we have to make it plain. We got to make it plain. Almighty God allows Satan to continue bombarding our people with all this mess and rubbish involving sex and marriage. Satan would achieve his ultimate goal, the destruction of the entire human race. It is vital that we and you and I understand all of this. For as mankind turn more and away from God, because I'm telling you, I have never seen an election like this. I've never seen this kind of stuff that's going on. But it's all for a reason. God is allowing it. He is allowing it. He's going to reveal, and he already have, his way of life. We will become increasingly violent if God don't intervene. We will. Man will. Because things are not going, and we violent already, because here in Michigan, it's nothing to get carjacked or robbed, or, you know, especially in Detroit. And Detroit is no worse than East St. Louis and all this kind of stuff. No, all over it's like that. Wars and rumors of wars and all that kind of stuff. Under Satan's influence, though, mankind would simply eliminate itself in the horrible war that would cause larger wars, because
when we start fighting about the homosexuals and all this kind of stuff, and then we go out breaking in carjacking and all this kind of stuff, it ain't nothing but the enemy. It's nothing but the enemy. And when we do that, we need to pray. We need to stay before God in prayer. That's what we need to do. Y'all just help me with this. Ooh, this is ain't nothing but the enemy, but I'm gonna teach this about go to the other computer. It's nothing but the enemy. He don't want me to say this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. You don't want me to say it, but I'm gonna say it. I've been playing on this computer all day, not stuck. Won't let me back home. Turned off by itself. Mm-hmm. But the devil is a liar. Mm-hmm. See, and us as believers, we as believers, if we're doing this and doing that, then we just like the world. They won't know us from nobody else. They'll think if our food is no different than the people in the world, then they can't tell us no different. God looked down and he see we doing the same thing that the false prophets are doing or the godless people doing. The ones that don't even have God. So we got to make sure our food is the right kind of food. Believe that. We got to make sure that our food is ripe, our food is good, because, honey, what he did to the fig tree, we don't want done to us. We definitely don't. And we got to make sure that our light shines, that men would see everywhere, all over. We got to do that. Getting back situated. Okay. But what makes it so bad about this kind of behavior, they want to always bring the seed in. They always want to bring the seed up and want to get children, want to have children and get involved and all that kind of stuff. Then you got homosexuals with churches that somebody then ordained as an apostle or a bishop. That's not God. A bishop have requirements he has to have to even be a bishop. He has to be a man with one wife, not a man with another man or a woman with another woman. This is a godless behavior that they doing. And then all of this killing, All of this other stuff, all this racial stuff out here, all of it. And the whites are not the only one racist. We're racist too, because we giving it back to them just like they giving it to us. We're giving it back. I'm just telling you the truth because I do it. And I have to repent. But, you know, you get tired of being around. You get tired of being looked down on and all that kind of stuff. So you have to repent. But we're racist too, some of us, you know. And here I am. I'm one. I know I am, because sometimes they get on my nerves. But all of this is leading up to the end time. All of it is leading up. But thankfully, by sending Jesus Christ back to this earth, Kings, in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, the great God of creation will conquer Satan and completely stop his intent to erase human life from the planet, because that's all he want to do. You know, he want to destroy. He's a liar. He's an accuser of the brethren. That's what he does. That's all he know how to do. Confusion, just wreaking havoc. If that's what Satan does. Now, when Christ returns, we have a truly righteous world government when he returns, but not until he returns in the latter days. He will teach us his way, and we shall walk in his path, for out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many people and rebuke strong nations afar off, but until he come back, we got to know the fruit. We got to have the right fruit. We got to be bearing right fruit. We can't be bearing this godless fruit. We got to know our light should shine, so we won't have to say, I'm a pastor, or I'm a prophet. You won't have to say that. Just by how you look, just by how you dress, just by how the words that you say, people can tell just how by what you're saying. And I ain't talking about, praise the Lord. Everything you say, praise the Lord. You don't even have to do that. But if you're humble, if you're kind, if you are meek, if you loving, people gonna know that. Always walking around mad and lips stuck out and nose twitched up and don't wanna have speak. God ain't in that. That ain't the kind of fruit God want us to have. That's not. But God, he'll teach us if we would learn and listen and study. He said, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And I could be teaching out of some kind of commentary or something, but I can't. I look at it, read it, study, but I cannot say what they say. I have to put it in how God give it to me. So it's going to be different, because I'm not one to just read and read and read. I'm going to give it to you how God given it to me. And the other day I was praying, he said, truth. We have to know the truth. The truth will set us free. Godless behavior. You don't care about your neighbor. The word of God say, love your neighbor as yourself. You're not concerned about your brother. And I ain't talking about your biological brother. I'm talking about your brother and your sister in Christ. Whether the children eating over there or not, whether they got food and she got sick skin, this is godly fruit. Godly fruit. When you can love your neighbor as yourself, when you're concerned about if Miss Williams, that's 95 years old, got food, or can she make it to the store, or do she need anything, just not even her. There's somebody young that got three or four kids and don't know how to raise them right, don't know what to do, don't know how to get nowhere. Or you got two or three cars and somebody need a way to the store, or you got money and somebody don't have food. We got to get where God need us to be. We got to want to do the things that God called us to do. We got to want to do those things that's in the word of God. We got to want to do them. I'm nobody special. But when God put it on my heart to do something, I will do it. And it's not just in a time where I got money. I was at a station, so they in St. Louis, these stations, I forgot the name of them. Anyway, I was at one of these stations one morning on my way to work, and this mother, I think I told y'all that before, and her son was in, and the son, they was on their way to work, and the mother had just enough money to pay for her stuff, and he had some stuff, and but she said, I get paid the same day you do. I cannot buy you any food. So she expected him to go to work all day and work without, but they were just trying to make it. And so God had blessed me a month or so back. And I remember when I was in that way, and God blessed me. So when they got their stuff, he was standing up there about to cry, so I pay for it. It's being used by God. And I paid for hers too. And she was saying, God bless you, this and that. I said, you know what? Give God the praise. Because this God, when you do something like that, you can walk up to a gas station and they say, give me $3.42 worth of gas. And you walk up there and say, and add this $10 too. Because people can see the fruit that you bear. Not saying that you always have to be doing something, but when I paid for that lady and her son's food, the gentleman beside me, behind me, said, well, pay for this coffee too. I said, yeah, pay for this coffee. He ran on out the door because he was the CD man. He ran out the door. He said, I can't let you be me giving. He ran out there and got some CDs for me. I didn't know he was the CD man. I had CDs galore. But I thank and praise God. He didn't have to do that. When you can do good, do good. When you know to do good, we don't all have it. We don't always have it. And it's not always about money. It's about being not even responsible, but just helping, just loving your neighbor, just knowing that people are going through just like you do and like you have. And if you can help somebody, God will bless you. Not only giving and not only doing, but pray for them. Pray for people. We got so many godless behavior. You got so many people, they know about God, they don't want no parts of it. You got people that don't even know about it. You got people know about them that don't want to accept them. You got people that been in God that has renounced God. You got godless behavior. And I'm telling you something. We all have fruit. God has given every one of us fruit to bear. We got to do it because he cursed the fig tree. You don't want to be cursed. And you don't want God not to be able to use you. I want to live so God can use me. I want to live so he can do things, have me to do things through me. That's how I want to live. I don't want God to say, no, she went out last night. I can't do this. She can't keep going out like that. She can't keep doing that. I want to live my everyday life. I want to have my fruit where God can say, okay, she been giving, she been praying, she been helping, she do what she can. She don't always have cash money and stuff, but she give her time, she pray for, when I tell you, she study. You know, we give what we can. Sometimes we may not have nothing but some food. I've had people to be hungry. I went home and got a chicken and some pork and beans and a loaf of bread. I didn't have no money, but at least they ate. you know, you can do what you can do. He said, judge between many people and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords unto plowshares and their spears unto pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up swords against nations, neither shall they learn war anymore. That's in Micah chapter 4, verse 2 and 3. Ezekiel also reveals about what God says about this coming time. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. We're supposed to be keeping them. We're supposed to be doing them. We should know his statutes. We should know the Ten Commandments. We should know not to keep lying repeatedly over and over. We all sin and come short, but we should know not to keep doing it, especially don't ask for forgiveness. We should know not to cover our neighbor's wife or husband. We should know that. We should know to love our neighbor as ourselves. We should know to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our everything. We should know that because God put that in us. He wants us to keep his statutes. He wants us to pray. He wants us to live right. And when people start saying holy, people start saying, I ain't wearing all them dresses. That's not being holy. It's not being holy. Holy is being set apart, being sanctified. Holy is being living the way God wants so he can use you. I ain't talking about have your nose so forth in the air that you ain't no earthly good down here because you looking so far up. I'm talking about being holy unto God, not unto man. Holy unto God. We got to please God. That's the only way that we're going to make it in. We got to please him. We got to keep his statutes. We got to keep his commandments. We got to do the things that we're supposed to do. And if we don't know it, we better try to find out. God did not change not one commandment, not one Ten Commandments. He did not change them. He did not throw them away. We got to keep those commandments, every one of them. And if we have the Spirit of God in us, we'll want to keep them. We'll want to live right. We would want to live holy. We want to do that. I've seen in so many people, Apostle Ed and I was talking today about how I saw Mr. Trump and Kanye West on CNN. Now, God just showed me so much about these situations, but when I saw Kanye got his own Bible. He took God's name out of the places and put his name in there. So what do you think is going to happen if he put him in any position? Those that have rule over us. I mean, it's like we got to get so close to God. We got to get so close to him. Because I'm telling you, times are coming. It's going to be a time that we're going to be needing to be under God's wing, in the place of safety, in the secret place of God. It's going to become a time, if you don't know that word, they're going to take them Bibles. It's going to come a time when they're going to ask you, do you know Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Are you a Christian? We got to get ready. We can't keep playing around. Because believe me, this, the book of Revelations and Daniel talk about the statue with the 10 toes and equaling the 10 nations and all that. But this thing right here is going to bring on some stuff even before that. It's going to, because God been I'm telling you, he's been telling me a lot of stuff about this cabinet. I don't know how many cabinet members it is, but they all quadrillionaires, most of them. And he's just been showing me some things, nothing to be afraid of. I'm not saying it's going to harm us, but it's going to get closer, and it's going to harm some of our family. Because some of our family members, we all got some, ain't there yet. They're going to be running around here going crazy when things start falling apart. When they can't see their way, they ain't going to no Bible. They ain't finna go in the closet and pray. They're going to do that. And the jail's going to just run over with folks because they're not going to know what they're going to do. And these fake prophets and fake preachers and fake leaders, we got to pray for our leaders because we got some fake stuff up in the house. I'm telling you, we do. But we don't have to do nothing but pray for them because God got them. Because God made them. I don't know if he called them all, but he got them and he made them and he know what to do with them. Some of them, yeah, he ordained and called, and they turned bad. But some of them, he didn't even call. And they just wanted to be in that position. When I tell you, they fallen dead in the pulpit. Because you can't play with God. I'm praying for the leaders. I call them out every day. I pray for them. But believe me, when God gets finished with them, they're going to wish they had not. And then a lot of them, I just know people, I ain't no preacher no more. Ain't no bishop no more. Ain't no apostle no more. You can't quit. God can fire you, but you can't quit. Who do you think you are? No. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. But this is a godless behavior because Satan has come in and set up camp in your mind and in your heart, and you don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to have to go to church all the time. I don't want to have to worry with this and worry with that. Mm-mm. That's not it. You cannot quit on God. Like I said, he can fire you, but you can't quit. So I got so much more to talk about with the godless behavior. Maybe we can continue on next Friday. But I just want you to think about it. And I started with the homosexual and the sex and the perverseness and perversion and all that kind of stuff because we know you cannot have God and have porn. You cannot have God and have a prostitutes and pimps and all this other kind of mess. You can't have God in your life and have that. You can't serve two masters. So next week, we're going to talk about the fruit that we're supposed to have, that we should have. We're going to talk about it. And next week, I'm going to ask you all for some stuff. So get your mind, heart, and stuff together, because I'm going to ask, because we have to know what God wants from us. We need to know what the fruit is that we have for God. We want to be right standing with God. We and like I said, we all sin and fall short. But when you repent, God wipes your slate clean. You have mercy new every day. So we can ask God to forgive us and forgive us, but we got to turn from what we're doing. So anyway, I'm not going to hold you. I surely thank and praise God for you in Radio Land. I love you so much, and thank you for putting up with me. Those that's on our radio broadcast, I give God praise for you, you, and you. And we're going to get ready to let you off on tonight and to enjoy the rest of your night, the rest of your Sabbath. So, Father, we thank you now, and I ask you to cover each and every one of them that's under the sound of my voice, Lord. I thank you for a mighty word, Lord. I thank you for the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your truth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to cover right now, Lord, all the children, all of our seed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're going to just convene right now, but we'll pick it back up on Sunday. We love you. We thank you for being in the midst. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen. You all are dismissed. God bless you. I love you. You all have a good night. God bless you.